Cameras click away among the 200 people lining the shores of the Black Creek near Rochester, New York. They've been invited to look on, take pictures, and celebrate as another group of North American river otters are released back into the wild. Dennis Money is the president of New York State's River Otter Project.
Around the Great Lakes, you're going to see probably the largest concentration probably in Minnesota and Wisconsin, around Lake Superior and Lake Michigan. Right now, because of our efforts, we'll start to see some of our otters starting to reach Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. And also, of course, you have the Ontario province of Canada, where you have an abundance of otters as well. So otters do surround the periphery of all the Great Lakes.
This otter spits at the still-admiring, encouraging crowd before scooting out of its storage crate and into the creek. The overall project goal, to transfer 270 animals by the year 2000 into central and western New York. It's the final step repopulating a once-thriving otter area. But unregulated hunting and trapping, loss of habitat, and environmental pollution depleted otter numbers over time. Peter Duncan is with the Department of Environmental Conservation. He says otters are important because, like humans, they're at the top of the food chain, so they're a good indicator of environmental health.
These animals are the best barometers as to the health of our living environment, and when they can survive, then ultimately we can survive too.
Duncan can point to the development of the Environmental Protection Agency and the Clean Water Act, bringing out cleaner rivers, lakes, and streams over the past 30 years. And with the otter now a protected fur bearer in New York, plus more and more forest land changing over to farmland, Duncan says the time became right for Operation Otter.
We have done, I think, a very good job of cleaning up New York's waters, and we've cleaned them up to the point where we're confident that river otters can now make it. And I think the numbers so far indicate that. Normally, we would expect about 30 to 40% mortality in any wild population that was reintroduced, and the figures on the river otters in western and central New York at this time are about 10 to 15%. So we're well ahead of the game.
The animals have been transferred from the Adirondack and Catskill Mountain areas of New York, where healthy otter populations exist. The first stop, Cornell University, for a two-week stay. Animals are examined, given antibiotic shots and vitamin supplements, plus a steady diet of 2 to 3 pounds of fish per day, a kind of fattening up process before they're dropped off in their new environments. And 28 of the otters had tiny radio transmitters inserted into their bodies so that Manuel Spinola can track the otters' whereabouts. Spinola has spent 2 years on the project documenting the animals' roaming lifestyle.
You learn a lot following the animal. They move. They move a lot. They can go for more than 15, 20 miles in 1 week. First, I need to use a car, a truck, sometimes. They move so far that I need to take a plane to really to track the animal. I am taking a plane right now every week because it's impossible to keep contact with all the animal from the ground.
Now Spinola charts the locations of a couple dozen river otters and their point-to-point travels. So far, he's learned about the animals' habitation choices and seasonal food preferences.
They used to go for more quiet place, like ponds or swamps, swampy areas. They really like beaver ponds. They really take advantage from this animal. The other that you mentioned is food. They spend a lot of energy, so they need to have a lot of food. Even in wintertime, they need fish, definitely. And in summertime, they can shift the diet to frogs and crayfish.
Since the project started 4 years ago, 153 otters have been released. And with the breeding season just ending, officials are hoping next year brings sightings of little ones learning to swim and play or catch fish. More river otter releases are planned for this fall, and organizers believe the animals will soon be merging together to bring back healthy populations in the region. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bill Flynn in Rochester, New York.